What happened to your bully? 1-800-947-3979. I think there's any cases where the bully thinks they were bullied by the person that they bullied.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's probably some cyclical there.
I could think of a couple.
Some people, but.
That's for sure.
But rarely.
Yeah, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to your bully?
Do you guys have a bully?
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, I remember one guy who was, he was more of like the class clown prankster type guy.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't classify him as a bully, but he would kind of prank everybody.
Yeah.
But
were they the kind of pranks that made that person that got pranked feel terrible?
Not really. It wasn't he wasn't like trying to fight you or threatening you or anything like that. It was just, you know, he'd be the jump scare guy that would.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound that bad.
No,
I mean,
no.
I wouldn't have loved it, but.
No, I didn't love it back then because I didn't love any attention at all.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to blend in.
Yeah. Anybody have a good what happened to their bully story?
Yeah, my high school bully is total trash.
Really?
Absolute trash. Yeah. She and she bullied a lot of people. It wasn't just me, but she had a nickname. I'm not going to say it because I have no idea who listens back home and who doesn't. But she went and spray painted the rock outside of our school. We had this massive rock where you could put like happy birthday, free beer, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah. She, every school's got the rock, man.
Yeah,
you gotta
she
have
spray
it.
Painted her own nickname on there. That wasn't like a nice nickname. People called her that because she was a bully. And then told everybody that I did it with one of my girlfriends. And as she was telling the police officer that worked at our school, he noticed that she had spray paint all over her hands.
Wow.
She was such an idiot.
Oh, so she's stupid too.
Yeah, okay. She's been married 3 or 4 times, has 3 or 4 different baby daddies. And like her karma has definitely come back through her kids, which sucks for sure.
Sucks for the kids.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But man, there's nothing more that I love than those updates on Facebook where I'm like, well, look at you struggling.
That is a weird thing where you know that if you are a good person or you aspire to be, you know that deep down you're not supposed to be happy about other people's sadness. Mm-hmm. But when they've inflicted so much pain.
And she was beautiful.
Take a victory lap.
Like so pretty in high school. So starting freshman year when I met her, I was like, oh my God, this is like the freshman
like
that
girls.
All the seniors and juniors wanted to date. Like she always had a date at prom kind of thing at freshman and sophomore year. Like was so pretty, but was so mean to girls.
Dang.
So mean to girls. It's crazy.
Trevor in Nashville. Trevor, what happened to your bully?
Well, I graduated high school in 2000 and I was in college around 2002 and happened to go to a mall and noticed that my bully was working at a Foot Locker. And I thought, that's kind of weird because we're in college right now. So I proceeded to walk around the mall for about 3 or 4 hours to make sure that I had gotten some nice, good, you know, sweat in the socks and then waited for him so I could go to Foot Locker. And then we could try on about 8 to 10 different pairs of shoes until I finally decided to pick out which ones that I actually wanted. So, yeah. Come to find out, my bully had flunked out of school and was working at Foot Locker. And bless his heart, I wish him nothing but the best in life. But he can absolutely,
yeah.
But he made my life a living hell in high school, and I made his life a living hell for about 30 minutes of trying on shoes. So I feel like we're equal.
And you know, it was driving him crazy because did they have the rule where they put the shoe on the customer and tied it for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
So I purposely picked sizes that I knew wasn't the right size and everything else. So yeah,
that's funnier when you tell it than when people used to do it to me. Thank you, Trevor. I don't know. There wasn't ever anyone I bullied, but there were people where they'd pick shoe sizes and were like, there ain't no way. It was usually women where they're like, I'm a size 5. You are not. You're taller than me.
You're a 9, ma'am.
It's like every episode of Married with Children.
I always thought it was BS. And then when I worked at the shoe store, I'm like, no, that's a documentary. That Alex, right. He's right. All right. What happened to your bully?
I'd love to know what happened to this guy. I moved around a lot, so I feel like being a new kid, you just naturally get kind of pushed around. And also, my last name is Cheeseboro, and I dress like a boy most of the time, so I was just a walking target. But this kid, Ty, I think was so excited in fifth grade when I moved to Spring Hill Elementary School because he had massive teeth. But I also had really big front teeth at the time. I mean, I still do. But at the time, being that little, my teeth looked so much bigger. Mm-hmm. So he took all the attention off of him and put it on me to make fun of my teeth every single day. Every single day. And I don't know his last name, but I would love to know, like, did he ever get knocked out or something by a baseball and lose those front teeth? Like, how did karma hit him in the face, you know?
Something happened.
Something happened. Because I was always like, you have big teeth, too. I don't know. How are you making fun of me? And people are laughing. Like, how did you do that? He just put the ball in his court and then just attacked me.
Just volume.
The moment he was like, oh, here's a kid with big teeth. I'm going to put it all on her.
That's a pretty classic bully move. Accuse everyone of exactly what you're bad at.
Well, plus he had all of the insults that have been thrown at him to just, holding on to them and like, here you go.
Yeah. Mm. That was pretty crazy.
All right. Listen to a couple of these. My bully invited me to go swimming, then took a cheap shot and knocked me out. I don't know how long I laid there when I woke up, but when I got there, nobody was there. 10 years later, I found out he was dead. It made me smile. Hmm. I don't blame you.
No,
I mean, that's like an extra level
of
terrible bullying. All right, this is the one. This kind of broke my heart for this person. Back in high school, I got into an altercation with my bully. I ended up winning. I threw him down a flight of stairs. I reached out to him to apologize recently, and he's living his best effing life on disability because he can't walk, and I had 2 years in juvie. I don't know. That sounds like a loss for everybody.
So his disability is a direct result of you throwing him down the steps?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, scoreboard, though. You can still walk, right?
That's a good point.
I mean, I don't know if I would say he's like living his best life if he can't walk.
Yeah. I mean, sure, he doesn't have to work, but I would rather have a job and walk.
Yeah, I like ambulating.
Than get a check.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, I enjoy walking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even when I don't want to, given the choice of that or not being able to, I would still be like, okay, I'll walk. This one, my bully, this is a good one. You're going to be jealous of this person and what they got on their bully. Because it's one thing to see your bully suffer, but like Trevor in Nashville got to actually inflict a little awkwardness, and you know it bothered that bully to have to be serving him in that way.
Yeah, professional.
This is a step beyond that. My bully in high school made my life a living hell. After high school, I was working at the local jail. He was arrested, and I had the luxury of having to use a taser on him during his drug arrest.
Yes.
That is good stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, you know, I mean, you were doing your job. Hope you held the button down for an extra second or so. 30 seconds.
Have any of y'all been tased?
No.
Me neither. Like, even as a stunt or anything, nobody's ever been tased. Yeah. I don't think I can do it.
Joe did taser beer chug once. See if he could drink a beer. Well, you can't.
it's pretty hard.
Turns out that, it's difficult.
That science came back very clear. It was difficult. Almost impossible to get the beer in your mouth while falling. This is a good one. My bully is in business. I am also in the business, and they use my services, and they don't know it, but they pay extra compared to everybody else on every job.
I wonder what the business is.
No, I don't know. I like that they were smart enough not to say.
Yeah, I wonder how much they're marking it up.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well Steve deserved. Reminded me of a seventh grade bully. I was at New Brockton High School, and again, new kid. And this girl, Grace Alina, she wasn't a bully to me, but she was a bully to other people. Like, she didn't really bother me.
Grace Alina Tub Girl.
Yeah. My daughter's namesake. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And she'd started her period one day, and I just went up to be nice and was like, hey, look, you got, you know, just girl checking for her. And she tried to swing on me. She got so upset with me. She tried to swing on me. I was like, I wasn't trying to embarrass you, I swear. Oh, my God. But she missed and then fell. And I was that was kind of instant karma for a bully, but she wasn't a long-term bully. But I would like to know how she thinks back on that situation. Because at that moment, she was, I think she was just embarrassed because she'd started her period. Like, that sucks in seventh grade.
And yeah, on the defensive.
Yeah, and I didn't tell everybody, like, look, Rizalina started her period. You know, I didn't do that. I walked up to her very quietly and told her, she was mad. She was so mad at me.
Took the news poorly.
I was like, well, you're on your period. I get it. Calm down, lady.
Yeah.
Glad that I named my daughter after her.
Yeah, me too.
1-800-947-3979. What happened to your bully? A lot of the times the stories, they're not what you hope for, obviously. That doesn't always work out.
It is nice, though, when you see that the person that caused you a lot of hell is just not doing great.
Yeah.
They seem like they're still miserable.
This text
moved on.
One of my former bullies is a stand-up comedian and actor, trying to be. He called me to apologize, invited me to one of his shows, and told me I could heckle him and he would do nothing about it if I wanted to get revenge. I didn't.
Damn.
That's kind of cool.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I always wonder about that. There's one woman that I didn't know I was bullying her. I've mentioned this before. On the bus, I thought, I'm making jokes, everybody's laughing. But in hindsight, she was not laughing. She was red-faced and embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to call her because she did not deserve it. You're dumb. I was dumb. Mm-hmm. I'd love to call her, but I don't know if that's good for her or good for me. You know what I mean?
Are
you doing it for her or yourself?
Yeah.
If I knew it would help her, I absolutely would do it. But I don't want it to be like, oh, cool, now I have to be nice to this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a friend request on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, she may just be hoping I'm a failure. Or she might not be harboring resentment, and maybe I could. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll just sit inactive and think about that paralysis through analysis the rest of my life. Yeah. That's the plan. What would you do?
I don't know. I don't know.
Steve, that's not that helpful. Kelly?
I know.
But no, I mean, I don't blame you.
If they'd sent me a friend request, I think I might start a conversation. I might say, you've popped up in my head because I often think back to how I might have treated you, and I don't want this to come off like I'm doing this for me. But I just want you to know, if I ever hurt your feelings, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's fair, right?
Because there were other people that I could look back on, similar to what Steve talked about when we initially started this, where they're more just class clowns. There's this kid, Malcolm Bussey. I'll never forget Malcolm. Malcolm Bussey taught me how to be sarcastic. I did not understand sarcasm.
Huh.
And when I met him, he was like, they're just playing with you, Kelly. And I was like, I don't get it. And he's like, they're being sarcastic. And the moment I realized that, I was like, oh, they like me. They're like teasing me in a fun way. But as a new kid, I just didn't know. So in eighth grade, when he told me that, I was like, oh, I get it now. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And he was so funny, it was hard to keep up. He was one of those people that was like, it's intimidating. They're so funny. So that might have been what she was feeling on the bus. Like, this is funny. I just don't know how to come back from it.
Well, she was the butt of,
right, because she's the butt of the joke. Right. Yeah. And once I learned, like, oh, I can make these jokes back.
Yeah.
That was a game changer.
Yeah. Would you like to hear the ultimate bully karma?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
My bully from Tennessee had a heart attack and died in the shower while having sex with his son's wife.
Wow.
So that person was a grade A dirtball always.
Whoa, having sex with his son's wife.
Also not great for her.
No.
And she earned that karma as well. What happened to your bully? 1-800-947-3979.